Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
All right, everybody. It is like 6:30 in the morning. It's 2 weeks before Funnel Hacking Live. A million things have to take place and have to happen. We were on a cruise for the last week. Couldn't get a bunch of stuff done that we needed to get done. And we were literally down to the wire. And we had our meeting yesterday. People were going, I don't know if we're going to be able to pull all this stuff off. Jake was here late last night. It was the college national championships, which is one of Jake's. He's a quarterback in high school, loves college. And all of a sudden I walk out, it's about 7:30, and I see he and his son out there watching the football game on one of the monitors while he's just cranking out trying to get all the other content and images and everything else done. And that's just kind of the mentality that fortunately we've been blessed with having here in our company. And Jake is just one of the many all-stars that we have. But it's just so amazing to me when you start seeing these massive goals, huge, huge goals that you set, and you're like, I just don't know if I'm going to pull this off. Again, here it is, the 14th of January. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks into the new year, a lot of people have already given up on their goals because they just didn't have a strong enough reason why. And I recently, just this morning, as I got into the office at 5:30 this morning and started going through some email, I received an email from Andrew Warner. And Andrew Warner is a dear friend, but more than just being a friend, he is a leader in the podcast industry. If you're not following Andrew's Mixergy podcast, highly recommend that you do. But he's a guy who literally just pours his whole heart and soul into absolutely every single thing that he does. We had the opportunity of having him at the Dry Bar Comedy Club when we were looking for someone to actually interview Russell to kind of tell the ClickFunnels story. We thought no one would be better as an interviewer than Andrew. So Andrew came down, and I typically have the opportunity to, when people are basically been at an event for a long time and they've just been bombarded by everybody, I'm the guy who basically is kind of, can you kind of get me out of this situation? And so I thought, you know what, Andrew's just, he's been going at this thing for hours. I thought the event was over and there was a ton of people around still asking him a million questions. I just kind of came up and said, Andrew, you want me to kind of get you out of here? It's like, no. I just love this. I want to be by these people. I want to hear what they have to say. And this is a man who just literally cares so much about absolutely everyone he ever meets. We had the opportunity, as I watched him before the Dry Bar Comedy Club, he was actually out before he even opened up the event. He was out in the street talking to everybody in line as far as, why are you here? Why would you travel to Provo, Utah to watch Russell being interviewed? What's this whole ClickFunnels thing? And he just cares and he's so passionate about everything. And so he set this goal of running a marathon, 26.2 miles on every single continent in the year 2019. And it's a goal that he had 10 years earlier. And so finally, before the decade came to an end, he wanted to make sure that he reached that goal. And it came down to the very, very last part of it where all of a sudden he had to get to Antarctica. And I was following his journey and story, and he's sitting there in Chile trying to get passage and trying to get clearance and all that kind of stuff, and things weren't working. And I'm going to tell you his story in just a minute. He sent me a video this morning thanking us as he's actually on Antarctica. And so I'll share that video with you in just a second, at least the audio of the video. But it brought back a memory I had years ago where I had the opportunity of meeting Gene Kranz. And Gene Kranz was the guy who Ed Harris played in the movie Apollo 13. Apollo 13 was a movie in the 1990s. Ron Howard kind of documented this journey of what happened. So everyone understands, we had the opportunity of being on the moon, but we'd done it once and wanted to do it again. And so this is like the third attempt of getting back there. And basically launched the spaceship into orbit and they were ready to land on the moon, one of the oxygen tanks goes out and everybody's in a situation of like, oh my gosh, we're not going to be able to get to the moon. More important than that is, I don't know if we're actually going to be able to get them back home. And as I was kind of doing some research on it, I'll play the video. It's like a 2-minute video, so you'll get the audio of it at least, of the story behind it. But as they were doing the research behind the whole movie and this idea as far as failure is not an option, I had the opportunity of talking to Gene Kranz at a mastermind we had in early 2000s where we invited him to attend. And Gene actually, we were just asking, saying, you know, Gene, was that just for Hollywood? Was that situation, that story real, or was it just kind of made up? And just a stone cold face and almost irritated that the question was asked. He's like, are you kidding me? Do you guys understand what it's like to be in mission control? And we're like, no, I mean, obviously we weren't there. And he's like, too often people minimize or try to glorify what actually it was like. He goes, you have to understand, we were in a situation where we didn't have all the technology that you guys have these days. He says, there's more technology in phones than there was the technology that we had to try to get someone back from outer space, basically back to land. He goes, failure is not an option is exactly how it was the credo that we lived by at NASA. And I was kind of trying to figure out some of the writing behind it. And I found this little quote here. It says, in preparation for the movie, the scriptwriters Al Reinhart and Bill Broyles came down to Clear Lake to interview me on what are people in mission control really like. And one of their questions was, weren't there times when everybody or at least a few people just panicked? My answer was no. When bad things happened, we just calmly laid out all the options and failure was not one of them. I immediately sensed that Bill Broyles wanted to leave and assumed that he was bored with the interview. Only months later did I learn that when they got in their car to leave, he started screaming, that's it. That's the tagline for the whole movie. Failure is not an option. And as we were sitting there talking with Gene Kranz about it, he basically told us that the creed that NASA's mission control lives by is that failure is not an option. And I think too often in life, you set a high goal and you think, you know what, it's just not possible. I just don't think I can do it. And all of a sudden you get obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. And I believe that in life, sometimes those obstacles are placed for you for the universe, for God to really define, are you willing to pay the price that's necessary to reach the goal? Are you going to become the person that you need to be to actually earn that opportunity? And as I take a look at where ClickFunnels has come in 5 years, I take a look at our 2 Comma Club award winners, our 8-figure award winners, and soon, today, we should actually be getting our C award, and we'll be going out to really identify who actually are some of the big players and people who are going and pushing up to 100 million. And I think that too often, once you start reaching obstacle after obstacle and things just, the pain outweighs the vision and the dream and the reason why you were doing it. And I remember just having the opportunity, I left that mastermind with Gene Kranz, and it totally changed the way I looked at my goals and my dreams and everything else to realize that when life is at stake, failure just is not an option. And I think too often for a lot of us, our goals and our dreams, they're just not big enough. They've never left anybody in space. That was just not an option. That was not one of the things that they were going to do. And so, if you haven't seen the movie, I highly recommend you go back and take a look at it and see it on Netflix or something. I'll play hopefully Scott can kind of take the audio and post it in here right now, and that way you can kind of see the story. And then after that, I want to tell you a little bit about Andrew Warner's attempt to basically get his whole goal of a 10-year goal, basically, of running on every single a marathon in every single continent. So Scott, if you can, put in the audio right here from Mission Control. And then right after that, I'll come right back.
So you're telling me you can only give our guys 45 hours? That brings them to about there. Gentlemen, that's not acceptable.
Gene, you gotta talk about power here.
Whoa, guys, power is everything. Power is everything.
What do you mean?
Without it, they don't talk to us, they don't correct their trajectory, they don't turn the heat shield around. We gotta turn everything off. Now. They're not gonna make it to re-entry.
What do you mean, everything?
With everything on, the LEM draws 60 amps. At that rate, in 16 hours, the batteries are dead, not 45. And so's the crew. We gotta get them down to 12 amps.
12 amps.
How many?
You can't run a vacuum cleaner on 12 amps, John.
You have to turn off the radars, cabin heater, instrument displays, the guidance computer, the whole smack.
Whoa, guidance computer? What if they need to do another burn? Gene, they won't even know which way they're pointed.
The more time we talk down here, the more juice they waste up there. I've been looking at the data for the past hour.
That's the deal?
That's the deal.
Okay, John. And then we finish the burn, we'll power down the limb.
All right.
Now, in the meantime, we're going to have a frozen command module up there. In a couple days, we're going to have to power it up, use nothing but the reentry batteries.
Never been tried before.
Hell, we've never even simulated it before, Gene.
Well, we're going to have to figure it out. I want people in our simulators, working reentry scenarios. I want you guys to find every engineer who designed every switch, every circuit, every transistor, and every light bulb that's up there. Then I want you to talk to the guy in the assembly line who actually built the thing. Find out how to squeeze every amp out of both of these goddamn machines. I want this marked all the way back to Earth with time to spare. We never lost an American in space. We're sure as hell not going to lose one on my watch. Failure is not an option.
So now that you saw that, you understand kind of the situation. Well, Andrew Warner was in that type of a situation. If you have the opportunity of following his podcast, his Mixergy, I highly recommend that you see it. But I remember watching his Instagram stories and seeing his Facebook Lives and just reading what he was going through, where he's literally in Chile for weeks and having – I saw him in basically Chilean garb of, you know, native Chilean type of things out there running in these crazy, crazy things, just trying to stay in shape in hopes and dreams that someone somehow would get him passage to Antarctica where he could run his last marathon. He'd already ran in Africa. He'd ran in all these crazy places. And for Andrew, he wasn't typically, if he got there and there wasn't a marathon, he literally just did a solo marathon where he went out and ran by himself 26.2 miles on each and every single continent. And it was just a massive journey this year. And I had so much fun watching him take on obstacle after obstacle after obstacle where things just weren't going to work. And most of the time, there wasn't a set marathon when he got there. And even though he tried every single time to actually run in a regular race, in Africa, there wasn't a regular race for him to run. So he literally just ran through what appeared to be like the Serengeti of Africa and just running his 26.2 miles. And I think the part I love most about his story and watching him was it wasn't for anyone else but himself. When you're doing a solo marathon, no one even knows you're running besides you. And I think those are the goals in life. It's that person of who you become as you go through the fight and as you continue to earn that those stripes of success. And most of the time, it's the battles in life that you do solo, no one knows about, that help you become the person that allows you to really go and achieve all the goals that eventually some people may see. And so for Andrew, as he's sitting there struggling through the whole thing, he's like, oh my gosh, I don't know how in the world I'm going to actually make this happen. So he just sent me a video I just received today, and it's him on Antarctica telling his story. So I'm going to have Scott put in the audio of it right now. And again, huge congratulations to Andrew for having reached that goal. Most importantly, I want to make sure as you guys watch this or listen to this, keep in mind that he'd ran already on six other continents, that he'd achieved a ton of, he's overcome a ton already. But now he's sitting there with one last massive, massive obstacle to overcome. First of all, how do you get passage to Antarctica? And then when you get it, how do you actually get permission to run on a continent that is covered by ice that no one typically is going to even allow you to do? So again, congratulations to Andrew. Listen to this, and then I'll come in afterwards and kind of summarize the last couple things.
Russell, Dave, and everybody at ClickFunnels, I want to tell you how ClickFunnels got me here to Antarctica. You see, I think we talk a lot about how ClickFunnels helps us get more leads, get more sales, but I had a problem that I couldn't solve on my own, and ClickFunnels got me here, allowed me to overcome it. At the beginning of the year, I had this idea that I would finally hit my goal of running a marathon on every single continent. And booking a flight to Africa is hard, but it's doable. Going to Asia, it's hard, but doable. Wherever you want to go, you could go and run a marathon. Antarctica was really tough. And this was a goal that I had for over a decade, and just now finally started to move, and I wanted to finish it by the end of 2019. And I couldn't get any of the organizers of Races on Antarctica to say yes to me. So I created a ClickFunnels page, and I said, I'm going to achieve this goal somehow this year. And if you need help with your goals, just enter your email address. If you want to follow along as I try to get my goal, enter your email address. And maybe somebody out there who enters their email address will also help me get to Antarctica. Well, at first, some people who entered their email addresses started contacting race organizers on Antarctica saying, please let Andrew in. I know your race is closed. I know this marathon is closed, but please let Andrew in. And they all said, no, there is no way. These things are booked years in advance, and it's only a small group of people who can come to run a marathon with them on Antarctica. Finally, a few people said, you know, there's an organization called Antarctic Logistics and Expeditions that takes people there. So I called them and they said, sorry, Andrew, we don't have space for you. We don't have the ability to get you on Antarctica to run a marathon. And another guy said, Andrew, I'm telling you, I have a friend. I know somebody who's done it. So I said, all right. I went back with more conviction. I went back to Antarctic Logistics and I explained what I was trying to do. And they saw my ClickFunnels page and they said, you know, we see what you're trying to do. We can absolutely get you there. And so here I am on Antarctica because of somebody who filled out a form on a ClickFunnels page and stayed in touch with me and helped me get here because of you guys. Thank you so much, Russell. Thank you so much, Dave, and to everybody. Really, I've gotten to meet so many people at ClickFunnels. Thank you so much for what you've created. And as somebody who runs a podcast that you sponsor, thank you also for sponsoring. To be honest with you, it's the payment from the sponsorship that helped pay to get me on here, and I appreciate you doing that. Thanks so much. I'm going to go and get ready to run my marathon on Antarctica. How beautiful is this? Look, right there, that is my tent where I'm sleeping. Right here is where I am going to be running solo marathon. Thanks, ClickFunnels.
All right, so now you've seen Gene Kranz, played by Ed Harris, talk about failure was not an option and how they what they had to do in Apollo 13 to overcome that. And you've listened now to Andrew Warner tell his story. With ClickFunnels, we always talk about you're one funnel away. And people get frustrated when they're like, gosh, I've done two, I've done three, I've done five, and it's still not working. With Russell, I know it was 31 funnels. I was on plane yesterday with Steve Larson, and we were talking about, I think it was like 38 or 40 funnels for him. Realize that I don't know how many it's going to take, but understand that failure is not an option. If your dream and your goal, whatever it is, and I think that's why I love so much our whole creed as far as you're just one funnel away, because it's you're one funnel away, dot, 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 from whatever that might be. For some people, it's from retirement, from quitting your job. Others, it's you're one funnel away from running a marathon on seven continents, or it might be you're one funnel away from helping raise $1 million for a charity. I don't care what it is. Realize that the most important thing is you have to have the largest why possible. Simon Sinek's whole thing behind this idea that start with why. If you start with the why first, everything else falls in place because you have to have a strong enough why to overcome everything that you struggle with in life. If you don't have it, you'll never, ever get it. So realize again, you're one funnel away. Failure's not an option. Go out there, get it, and hopefully I will have the opportunity of seeing you at Funnel Hacking Live. Or if not, at some other event in the near future. Have an amazing day. We'll talk to you guys soon.